For the Cowboys State News Network, I'm Ty Stockton, and this is The Great Outdoors. After spending 7 months in North Dakota, wondering the whole time if I'd ever be able to move back to Wyoming, I'm highly motivated to do some of the things I always wanted to do here in the Cowboys State. There's nothing like leaving Wyoming for a while and coming back that'll make you appreciate what we have here. I recently spent 7 months in North Dakota, and while that state has a lot of great things to offer, in my own opinion, it's still second to Wyoming. For one thing, there's the hunting. There's no denying North Dakota is a better place to hunt for pheasants and waterfowl, but Wyoming's offerings in those areas are good enough for me. If you compare the big game hunting opportunities, though, Wyoming stands head and shoulders above just about every other state. Colorado may have us beat on elk numbers, but we have a lot more opportunity to hunt them. Our hunting seasons are long and our license fees are affordable. That's one of the top items on my list of things to do, to finally get an elk this coming hunting season. North Dakota has elk too, but your odds of drawing a license are next to nothing. Then, if you do draw one, you're done. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to hunt elk up there. In Wyoming, you can get a general license over-the-counter and hunt every year. The other problem with my short stint in North Dakota was the fishing. They have great fishing up there for sure, but it's for weird things like catfish, pike, and walleyes. The trout fishing is confined to a few lakes and one river. That's item number two on my to-do list, to finally complete my cut slam by catching all four native subspecies of cutthroat trout in their native waters in Wyoming. I'm a quarter of the way there, and I hope to get it done this summer. It's good to be back, but now I've got a lot to do to make sure I get the most out of my return to the greatest state in the nation. This has been The Great Outdoors. Visit us at cowboystatenews.com. I'm Ty Stockton, and I'll see you out there.